Welcome to All Angels Abbey. I'm James Michael Joyner, and this is evening prayer for Saturday in Easter week, April 18th, 2020. Our psalm tonight is Psalm 104, and our hymn is Hymn 199, Come Ye Faithful, Raise the Strain, from the hymnal 1982. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Light of the world in grace and beauty. Mirror of God's eternal face. Transparent flame of love's free duty. You bring salvation to our race. Now as we see the lights of evening, we raise our voice in hymns of praise. Worthy are you of endless blessing, Son of our night, Lamp of our days. Ooh. Through Christ and in Christ were all things created. He is the image of the invisible God, and the firstborn of all creation. Alleluia. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, how excellent is your greatness. You are clothed with majesty and splendor. You wrap yourself with light as with a cloak, and spread out the heavens like a curtain. You lay the beams of your chambers in the waters above. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flames of fire your servants. You have set the earth upon its foundations, so that it shall never move at any time. You covered it with the deep as with a mantle. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They went up into the hills and down to the valleys beneath, to the places you had appointed for them. You set the limits that they should not pass. They shall not again cover the earth. You sent the springs into the valleys. They flow between the mountains. All the beasts of the field drink their fill from them. And the wild asses quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of the air make their nest. And sing among the branches. You water the mountains from your dwelling on high. The earth is fully satisfied by the fruit of your works. You make grass grow for flocks and herds. and plants to serve mankind, that they may bring forth food from the earth. And wine to gladden our hearts, oil to make a cheerful countenance. And bread to strengthen the heart, the trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon which he planted, in which the burns build their nests. And in whose tops the stork makes his dwelling, the high hills are a refuge for the mountain goats. And the stony cliffs for the rock badgers, you appointed the moon to mark the seasons. And the sun knows the time of its setting, you make darkness that it may be night. In which all the beasts of the forest prowl, the lions roar after their prey. And seek their food from God, the sun rises and they slip away. And lay themselves down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work. And to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things too many to number. Creatures both small and great, there move the ships, and there is that Leviathan. Which you have made for the sport of it, all of them look to you. To give them their food in due season, you give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please him. Amen. I will rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed out of the earth. And the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia. Glory to the Father and to the Son. And to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Through Christ and in Christ were all things created. He is the image of the invisible God, and the firstborn of all creation. Alleluia.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Some Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him and asked him a question, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. There were 7 brothers. The first married, and when he died, left no children. And the second married the widow and died, leaving no children. And the third likewise. None of the 7 left children. Last of all, the woman herself died. In the resurrection, whose wife will she be? For the 7 had married her. Jesus said to them, Is not this the reason you are wrong, that you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the story about the bush, how God said to him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is God, not of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong. Here ends the reading.
Rejoice and be glad now, Mother Church, and let your holy courts in radiant light resound with the praises of your people. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath magnified me. And holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him. Throughout all generations he hath shown strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He, remembering his mercy, hath opened his servant Israel, as he promised to our forefathers, Abraham and his seed forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rejoice and be glad now, Mother Church, And let your holy courts in radiant light resound with the praises of your people. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, we entreat thee, O Lord. That thy holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill, we entreat thee, O Lord. That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses, we entreat thee, O Lord. That there may be peace to thy church and to the whole world, we entreat thee, O Lord. That we may depart this life in thy faith and fear, and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ, we entreat thee, O Lord. That we may be bound together by thy Holy Spirit in the communion of the Blessed Virgin Mary and all thy saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ, we entreat thee, O Lord. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, for that thou hast delivered us from the dominion of sin and death and hast brought us into the kingdom of thy Son. And we pray that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his love he may raise us to joys eternal, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, the source of eternal light, shed forth thine unending day upon us who watch for thee, that our lips may praise thee, our lives may bless thee, and our worship on the morrow may give thee glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give thine angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for thy love's sake. Amen. Come ye faithful, raise a strain of triumphant gladness. God hath brought his Israel into joy from sadness. Loose from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob's sons and daughters, led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea waters. 'Tis the spring of souls today, Christ hath burst his prison, and from 3 days sleep in death, as a sun hath risen. All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying from his light, to whom we give loud and praise undying. Now the queen of seasons bright, with the day of splendor, with the royal feast of feasts, comes its joys to render. Comes to glad Jerusalem, who with true affection welcomes in unwearied strains Jesus' resurrection. Neither might the gates of death, nor the tomb's dark portal, nor the watchers, nor the seal, hold thee as a mortal. But today, amidst thine own, thou didst stand bestowing that thy peace, which evermore passeth human knowing. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Lord, you who now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised, for these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let us bless the Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.